Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. We've been learning from the Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek, Bala Yitav Lev, and Simon Kuv Beis. Very interesting. Maisa Dikashayla. But in Limud Im Rabim Chumash in Perush Rashi Balayla, is it permitted to learn in public Chumash Rashi? Have a Chumash Rashi shir at night. And this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Maras Yishiyichu, and Leilu Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Shami Ben Yosef, Reb Levi Ben Reb Shmuel. Shalom Lechvoida Hu Yidurfu As Chayu Chavit Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Rufu As Reb Yigal Meir Ben Gloria. Shalom Lechvoida Hu Yididi Harav Achorif Uboki, Orenu Arav Naftali Shreibel Neiro Yoyil, Moiret Sedek, the Klein Varden. He was the author of the Ma'ate Naftali al Torah. Hinei Shoal b'inyan asher hechel likrois balayla parsha chumash im Rashi. Lefnei pshutei am. So you have asked me about the fact that you give a shir in chumash Rashi. You give a chumash Rashi shir in front of the simpletons. You know, there's certain people. It's not right to give them a deep pilpul. They're not going to understand it. You learn Chumash Rashi is gevaldik. V'liboy nokfoy minkoyach mashakosav abilke Yosef simen reish lamit ches b'shem ha'ari sheloy lilmoid mikro balayla. And you are not at peace with this. You're not feeling so good because of the fact that the Birkei Yosef brings in the name of the Arizal, not to learn Mikra at night. V'chein muchach b'yalkut sisa minayin haya Moshe yodea imasai yoyim ve'imasai laila. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know when was day and when was night? Very simple, says the Medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu would teach him Mikra, when he would teach him Chumash, he knew that it's day. And when he would teach him Mishnah, he would know that it's night. So you see from here that day is Torah Shabbal Peh time. And day is Torah Shabbal Chsav time. And night is Torah Shabbal Peh time. It's interesting, you know, if you take a yeshivas, if somebody's doing his Shnai Mikra, or, you know, if they have a Seder or a Navi, hopefully they do, though. So they'll have to chop it at night. In the morning, you have morning Seder. You learn Gemara, in the afternoon you have afternoon Seder, you're learning Gemara, at night you have night Seder, you're learning Gemara, and then, you know, maybe after night Seder, you quickly chop Orion with your Mikra. But no, morning Seder with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mikra. I often think to myself, what Rashi did in the morning? It could be Rashi wrote his parish on Divrei Yom in the morning, Rashi wrote his parish on Yirmiyahu in the morning, it could be. Lav Dafka, maybe he wrote his parish on Bav Mitzi at night. Anyway, that's the Arizal not to learn Mikra at night, and that's the Medrash that tells us that Moshe knew it was nighttime if Hashem was teaching him Mishnah. He knew it was daytime if he was teaching him Mikra. Elishyesh Loimar, this is still the questioner speaking. This great rabbi, Naftali Schreiber, who was the Poisek and the Ruv in Kleinwalden. Elishyesh Loimar, Moshe Kosbo Arishainim, Shenagu Likrois Kriyas Shma, Shel Arvis. Say in our case that just like the Rishonim say, like the Rosh and Brachos, the very beginning, that the minig was to daven Ma'ariv while it was still light outside, because it's hard to get the minyan together after dark and to reach Shema at what we know is the proper time. So there's Somech and those who hold that the earlier time when they were reach Shema, maybe Od Yom is already Zman Kriya Shema, I guess after Plaga Mincha. And therefore they would read it earlier. and daven earlier, because it was trouble getting everyone together later. So achinami toirach v'kosha lisvoid bilti laila. It's hard to get everybody together if it's not night. If it's not night, night is the right time to get everybody together. And therefore, you're allowed to read mikra at night. Hopefully, we'll be zeicha to have a shir on the inyan of Zman Kriya Shema. I'll go upon him as far as reading mikra at night. So maybe since it's hard to get everybody together, if it's not nighttime, so you can learn mikra at night despite the Arizal and despite the Medrash. Ad kan midivrei hashoya. Omer bal hayitav lev hakadosh. Behanizgov. Rav Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum. He was the grandfather, great-grandfather of the Heilige Rav Yekusiel Yehuda Halberstam, the Heilige Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenburger Rebbe. So he actually discusses this in his Tshuva Divrei Yatziv. And that's how I got to this Tshuva, even though anyway we've been learning Avnei Tzedek. I got so excited when he quoted the Avnei Tzedek, because the good Rav from Brooklyn put out a new edition of the Avnei Tzedek. I love these new editions. They make my heart melt. So you have, the print is beautiful, and you have footnotes giving you sources and parallels and clarifications and Hesberim, etc. So it's Mamash Mechayis. I got so excited. I went to the Tshuva of the Avnei Tzedek, and then hopefully we'll get back to the Tshuva and Divrei Yatziv, because we're also going to the Tshuva for the Divrei Yatziv. In any event, so says the Heilige Rav Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum. V'liyav Shreit, the Teitelbaums and the Halberstams are related, and all the Chassidish families are intermarried. V'liyav Shaloi Maldinei Tara, just about all. I don't want to say all, if it's not Mamish all. V'liyav Shaloi Maldinei Tama Davar Mavur V'mishnas Chassidim Meseches Shchiva. What is the Mishnas HaChassidim? So this was a sefer written by Emmanuel Chai Riki, Rav Emmanuel Chai ben Avram Raphael. He was a Italian Rav, a Mekubal, a poet. He was born in Ferrara, no relation to the car, in the year 1688, killed near Cento on the 25th of February in 1743, Rachmana Litzlan. 2 years after the Baal Mishnah Hasidim's birth, his father moved to Rovigo, where he died 4 years later. So Harav Riki was an orphan, was brought up by his maternal uncle, Rabbi Yedida Rabino, and later by his cousin and brother-in-law. He studied Gemara under Rav Nosson Pinkerel, the Rav of Alessandria della Paglia. He became a tutor, Harav Riki, in the houses of several wealthy Jews. Opened up a school, went to Trieste, ordained as a rabbi in 1717 by Rav Hillel Ashkenazi. Then he was invited to be the Rav of Gors. He loved Kabbalah, and he had an itia towards histakfus, asceticism. So he said, I have to move to Eretz Yisrael, and what's the best place for such a person? Tzfas. He arrived in Tzfas in 1718. He learned the works of the Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital. He got another smicha from Chaim Abu Lafia. In 1720, there was an epidemic in Eretz Yisrael. He had to return to Europe. On the voyage, he and his fellow passengers were captured by pirates. We read about this in these children's books. They were real things, pirates. Brought to Tripolitsa, went through the efforts of Avram Chalfon, Rav Riki and his family were allowed to return to Italy. He occupied the rabbinate of Florence till 1723, moved to Leghorn. 12 years he was a merchant. He spent 20 months in travel, visiting Salonika and Constantinople, Amsterdam, London. 1735, set out for Eretz Israel again. 2 years he spent in Aleppo, in Syria, three in Yerushalayim. 1741, he returns to Leghorn. In 1743, while traveling to Italy, for the purpose of selling his works, he was killed by robbers, Rachmana Litzlan, who buried his body by the shore of Reno. 6 months later, some Modena Jews discovered the remain and brought them to Cento for burial. And he has a whole list of works, Maaseh Choshev, on the construction of the Mishkan, Hon Ashir, commentary on the Mishnah, Choshev Machshavos, a Gaddic novella on Chumash and Shas, also Perush on Mikvah, other geometrical subjects, the Mishnah's Chassidim. And that's really his most important work. It's a Kabbalistic work in 1726 in Leghorn, like the Mishnah, it's in orders. They have various orders of the, they have Seder Zerahim, Seder Kachim, Seder Tyrus, Nezikin. Then you have Mafteach HaNeshamos, containing the order of the treating of the souls, 12 Mesechtos, 48 chapters, and then Mafteach HaKavanos, 58 Mesechtos, 371 chapters. Wow. And his main source is the Zohar, other Svarim as well. So he was a very, very incredible personality. I can only imagine the Gehenna of the people who killed him. In any event, it is always important and a mechaya to learn about our leaders, our heroes, our teachers. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Mishnah's Chassidim. And he writes, Ki amikro emedes be'asiyah mokom tikboiris hadinim, ve'in roi le'oiraram bizman shlitasim shuhu layla. Then Mikra is in the world of Asiya, in the world of strong dinim, and you don't learn dinim at night, which is a time of dinim. Nighttime is a time of dinim. So you can't learn Mikra, which is Me'oirir dinim. Ve'shel hosif tavlan al pi ma shekosev ha'arid makoyim achir. The Arikor writes elsewhere that Bechsav is Din, like we said, like we find in Makkos, that in the Sefer Torah it says 40, the rabbis knocked off one and made it 39 lashes, the Sefer Torah says Ayin Tachas Ayin, and the rabbis said, no, it only means Demei Ayin, so today the rabbis are Chesed, Yom is Chesed. So today is a time of Chesed. Karin Mikra Shehudin. Since day is Chesed, we read Mikra, which is Din. Mikra is Ayin Tachas Ayin. Mikra is Arboin Yakenu. So when you're reading Din, you do it at a time of Chesed, during the day. Night, which is a time of Din. You learn Mishnah, which is Chesed, to sweeten the Din. That's why night is the time for Torah Shebaal Peh. Day is the time for Torah Shebichsav. So according to this, we can say, like it says in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Dalet, that you shouldn't daven Musaf and Rosh Hashanah the first 3 hours of the day, because that's a time of Din. It says the Gemara, oh, then it's Sibur also. The Gemara says, no, it's Sibur has a lot of merits. Emasa Esratzon B'Shashat Sibur Mispalalim. When the tzibur is davening, it's an eis ratzon. So we can say when we're oisek b'tfila, which is chayesha, and certainly which is a mitzvah derabim, we're oisek b'torah, which is chay olam, we're mavir the din. So in other words, when you're doing it b'rabim, there's a special merit, learning b'rabim. So it could be mechalek, that you don't read mikra at night, which is a time of din, it's biyachid, because yachid doesn't have the koch of the tzibur, the schus of the tzibur. But Talmud Torah de Rabbim, that's a time of eis ratzon. It must say, it's ratzon shashat tzibur mispalim. Certainly, tzibur's learning is an eis ratzon. Davening is eternal life. Learning is eternal life. Davening is only for this world, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. So here he has a meridik alimut schus. You want to learn Mishnah, you want to learn Chumash Rashi with your community. Okay, gevaldik, you're doing it b'rabim, so you can do it at night. And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, like we find in the first Gemara of Perek and Tainis, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Rabbim, since he had such a great schus. Man was b'schus Moshe, and came into the Rabbim, who by Rabbim done, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din Rabbim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had a din rabim, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to learn mikra at night? Mikra by day. He could have done it at night, and we don't have to worry about being worried dinim because Moshe Rabbeinu has a din rabim. However, the Birkei Yosef writes that from the Yalkut, there's no raya le'isser. It just says that that's when it was done. At night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe. Tosh Baal Peh. And by day, he taught him mikra. But that's not a raya le'isser. Anyway, the medrash isn't a raya le'isser. The only thing is we have the Arizal. The Arizal says that it's also to learn mikra at night. And we also have the Targum and Eov and the Pasuk Kumi Roni Balaili Asuke Mishnah Balelia, quoted by the Birkei Yosef. At night, be Yosek in Mishnah. I don't know if that's a Raya L'Isser, but from the Arizal, we have a Raya L'Isser. So we could be Mechalek and say, okay, Sibor Shari. That when we're talking about Mamish Isser, so if it's Sibur, you have a great schus, it's mutter. In various tshuvas, in the tshuvas base Yisroel, of a going at Tzadik, Rabbi Yisroel Avram Alter Landa, in Arachayim, Simon Lamed, hey, he's done al pi divrei Rabbeinu Elu, that a Baal Kriya maybe can prepare his reading at night, because it's Litzarech HaRabim. In the tshuvas Chelek Levi, of Rabbi Menachem Segel Polak, in Arachayim, in Simon Tzadi Aleph, he learns from this, were these words of Rabbeinu, the Baal Avnei Tzedek, about saying Torah at Shal Shidis. You have a Rabbim, so even though it's Mikra, you have Rabbim. In the Tshuvas Knaf Renana of Rav Nosa Notalanda, the Av Bezin of Ushpitzin, in the Hashmatis, in Simon Samach Dalet, he also discusses this Tshuva. So, we have here a Heter, if it's Ber Rabbim, and it could also be that afilu d'vrayim shel ha'yalkut, even according to what the Yalkut says, that the Moshe Rabbeinu learned Mishnah night, it's telling us how we should be noeg b'limudeinu as yichidim, but not as a rabbin. But again, rabbin, maybe it's okay at night. B'shigam yesh lehosef od loymar al pimash sh'amru gedoy lamatnus aniyim sh'mapechas mitas hadin l'rachamim. Great is matnus aniyim, that it transforms din to mercy. Matnas aniyim, shmoy s'rabim em aleph aleph, transforms din to rachamim. Sukkot says, gadol gemil s'chasadim yeser, mit staka zebe m'maynoi, staka is with your money. V'zebe gufo m'maynoi, gemil s'chasad is with your body and with your money. Ze laniyim, staka is for aniyim. V'zani al shirim, this is for poor and rich. And it also says, teres chasad al shanat ralam, l'achayim zoi teres chasad. And gang shaloi medim shutayam, אין לך גמילוס חסדם גדול מזה, וגם לחסד לנפשם. וגמילוס חסדם הפחס מתסדים לרחמים, ונעשה עוז איס רחמים ורוצים, ומותר לקרוס מקרו. גמילוס חסד transforms דין to רחמים, and then it's an איס רחמים ורוצים, and you're allowed to read מקרו at night. Since you're learning with the community, that's chesed. Chesed transforms din to rachamim. So you have nothing to worry about. Torah l'lamdim acherim is Torah's chesed. So you're doing chesed. And since you're doing chesed, you don't have anything to worry about. You're learning with the community. So there's another heter. You're doing it al chesed. Because it's l'lamd al acherim, not l'lamd al atzma. It's a great heter to give a chumash here at night. So we have one heter that it's barabim. We have another heter that you're doing chesed. We have a third heter, Habeit Narei B'Mishnas Chasidim, who says, Yizar Shalishanat Shalashas B'Layel Lomod Mat. V'Layim Ad Mikro Ki Amikro B'Li Perush! He Levad Omed Is Basiyah. He said, make sure not to go to sleep until you're 3 hours into the night. Learn a little bit. Don't learn Mikra, because Mikra without Perush is Olam Asiyah. As long as you're learning with the Perush, it's okay. Sefer Yesod v'Shoresh Ha'Avoda, Sharvav Perek Beis, V'Tuchal Lilmod Pasuk in Perush Rashi, Gam B'Layla, Ki Ma Shehisir Ari That's what he writes also. You're allowed to learn Chumash Rashi at night because it's with a Perush. But then he adds the Heilige Heilige. He said, "V'shar shalvodra Alexander Ziskin, yizor shelo yoymar kametevos below perish halas, ki muzer va'omed shelo ikra pasuk below perish, umalik pasuk shalom ulshlish l'revia, akaj yifarish esicha kol teva belaz lekel amechash klal." So he says, don't read a whole pasuk. Make sure that every word you say, every couple of words, every few words you say, you're translating it right away. That's called perish. And on that comments the Heilig Avnei Tzedek, Rav Yikusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum. He says, "Nah, lo shmieli kolomer lo svirli. Ich halt nicht von dem. I don't hold to that. If you read the whole pasuk and then you explain it with Perush Rashi, ubil shoneinu hamidaber zel ze mit unzer sprach mit in Yiddish. So everything is quite okay. Shapir dami veleka chashash klal." And therefore, since he's learning Chumash with Perush Rashi, and he's explaining, you, Rabbi Naftali Schreiber, are learning Chumash with Rashi, and you're explaining every pasuk with Rashi, b'l'shoineinu, mit unzer sprach, in Yiddish, that the oilem farshteg, so everything is okay, mutl gam b'laylu k'yom yoyer, and it'll shine like day, melitza al pi tehillim, 139.12, alayla k'yom yoyer, Alkein Yoichas Dalgo, you should grab your way based on Eoiv 17:9 V'Yoichas Tzadik Dalgoi Asher Hechel Al Yeref Mimenu, based on a Pelashon and Shmois Yedalid Yaroiv Katomor Likhoi Tizal Imrosoi Katal V'Chirevivim U'Matztike Harabim Kikoychovim. That basing himself on the Psukim and Dvarim, Lamed Beis Beis, Daniel Yud Beis Gimel, that it should go like rain and dew, and you're a Mimatzdik Harabim, you're like the Koychovim, based on a verse in Daniel 12:3. So therefore you have every right to teach them Mikra at night, Chumash Rashi, Divrei Oyavoi, Yedidoi, Doireish Shloimoi V'Toivoso Kol Ayomim. The words of the one who loves him, his friend, who seeks out his peace and his welfare all of the days. And then he signs his name, without Harav, without Harav HaGoyin, without HaGoyin HaTzadik, without HaRebbe, just his name. V'hadvorim me'irei einayim u'misamchei levin be'ezer Hashem yizborach shemoi. Anachnu namshich be'ezrat Hashem ללמוד, אני מקווה מאוד, בלי נדר, את התשובות של אבני צדק. וגם בנושא הזה יש עוד ללויקאי מילין, as they say, there's more to say. But this topic, hopefully we'll see the tshuva of the Einikel, the Heilige, Heilige Kloisenberger, and Baruch Hashem, we have great insight and knowledge now. In the tshuvas, Levushei Mordechai, in the Madura Tinyono, in Kuf Pei Vov, he comments on this tshuva, so I'd like to see that as well. Maybe we'll do that together. And in Siman Kuf Zayin, he learns La Halacha, then in Ksiva Sefer Torah Balayla, so you can look there in the Levushei Mordechai. So thank you so much for listening, and I really, really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.